Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Joel.
Boys, how good's footy?
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go.
This was a weird week.
Footy's weird.
Essendon, okay, to give you an indication of how weird footy is currently.
Yes.
Round 8 just happened. Essendon's 5th on the ladder.
Yeah, what's the percentage, Joel?
95?
You know how weird footy is? Footy's so weird that a team can lose an entire basic bench and still smash a team by 6 goals.
A magician can score 190 in fantasy.
And that was a killer for me. Good for the team. Bad for fantasy.
Yeah.
And footy is weird because I can go to a game and watch a game that goes for about 2.5 hours and learn nothing about either the team and hate every minute of it.
Let's go reverse because I want to talk about Brisbane.
Let's do it.
I want to talk about Sunday night blockbuster, 7 o'clock, or when it's 7:10, I think it was, between Brisbane and Gold Coast.
Labor Day holiday today for Queensland.
Yeah.
It's a hot button topic at the moment, and I'm here to say Sunday night footy. I like it.
Oh, I like it too.
I don't hate it. I don't want it to be my team though.
Yeah.
Because then my entire weekend is just waiting, waiting, waiting for suffering and pain.
Yes.
Which is sort of what I got.
What was okay though, Sean, is they gave you the suffering and pain really quickly in about a 5-minute burst at the start.
Yeah.
And then let you off the hook at the end.
Well, I suppose. Brandon Stasovic did his calf in the warm-up, so he was out. Harry Sharp
not
was
even the warm-up. He was on the ground. Like, they'd run through the banner.
Yeah, Harry Sharp was going to be the sub.
Yep.
He got brought on to play the full game. And then as the sub, they brought in Logan Morris for his first ever game.
Yep.
He'd played 4 quarters of footy in the VFL that day.
Tony Armstrong special.
So he ended up running a combined total of 26 kilometres across 2 games of footy. And then I think inside the first 5 minutes, Link McCarthy did his ACL.
Mm-hmm.
Confirmed it? I don't know.
I saw something that it was confirmed this morning that both of them were ACLs.
Darcy Gardner, ACL.
If you need an ACL confirmed, just call up Ross Lyon. He'll happily confirm anyone's ACL.
Yeah, I'm surprised Dimmer didn't in his first match. Darcy Gardner also did his ACL and Noah Answorth concussion.
Yep.
So Brisbane.
That was all in the first half, right?
First quarter.
No, Noah might have been second quarter, I think. But the other two were first quarter.
Yep.
So Brisbane had 2 on the bench for the entire night, but Logan Morris didn't play heaps of minutes because he'd already played a full game of football. So basically had 1 on the bench for nearly the whole game.
Yeah.
And so I want to put this to everybody. This is close to the most disgusting performance Gold Coast's ever had.
Sean, I am so glad you brought this up. There's a lot of people, quite rightly, who are going to be going after the Bulldogs for losing to the Hawks. However, we know that because the Bulldogs are shit. This was the chance. If I went into that game, right, and I checked the scores at halftime, and you had just told me one of these two teams has only 2 fit players on the bench and one of them has already played a game, I wouldn't have guessed Brisbane.
Can I put this to you as well?
Mm-hmm.
If Brisbane didn't have any of these injuries, if it was just a best 22 going head to head, and this was still the scoreboard, I'd still be disgusted if I'm Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Brisbane were 2-5 on their knees.
Mm-hmm.
they've been bashing Gold Coast forever. Gold Coast got them last year and got charged up by it. Yep. This, Gold Coast, if they won, would have been in the eight.
A lot of talk.
This is one of the biggest Q clashes they've ever had, probably. Yep. Dimmer's there. It's his first one.
Didn't fire
they
a shot.
Should have put Brisbane's season to bed. Should have killed them. Did not fire a shot. And on top of that, played against a team without a bench, essentially.
Yep.
And, like, is it bad coaching or are the players just completely shithouse with zero effort? Because if you have that situation, just get the ball and run. Make Brisbane run, because Brisbane could not move by the end of the game.
Here's my speculation for what happened. Mm. I think it's best 22 versus best 22. Scores are a little tighter. I think that Dimmer is probably, because he's just taken over Gold Coast, probably has a strict game plan, and there was probably a lot of talk of like specific players. And then the moment that there was three injuries and then there was just players all over the shop.
I just think, though, you're going at halftime and they were,
like, okay,
they were
you down. Recalibrate.
They were down. You got to recalibrate, and Dimmer's got to change. They've got to shift things then and go, these guys will not be able to run out the game.
It is.
We should run over the top of them. And they just didn't.
No,
once did they ever really fire a shot.
Raoul, Miller and Anderson didn't fire a shot. Meanwhile, the Brisbane decimated. Like, so the injury hit like Lions mean that there's less rotations through the middle. Yet Neil, Zorko, McCluggage, Dunkley all played like their best. Like, Dunkley probably played his best game for the Lions. Well, Neil and Zorko, best game for the year, easy. Like,
yeah.
Zorko
Harris
had
was great.
40 touches.
Hey, Joe was fucking good. He was getting up
Joe
and back and up and back.
Eric Hipwood had a good game.
He had a crack.
He had some of his disposals were shithouse, but he was having a crack. He was playing a little bit higher up. He was doing some stuff. Bruce Revel, your man, Tom.
Oh, the Bruce. I love the Bruce is loose at the Gabba.
I didn't know much about Bruce.
Love him.
I thought he was a key position guy. He's more of like a beautiful halfback, like a Kadeem Coleman
type. Yeah,
he looked so fucking composed.
His name's Bruce.
Play him every week.
He might get a game.
He might have to now. Yeah. Well, he was legitimately good. Logan Morris looked good, even though he was gassed.
My favorite part of the game was they had Lynchy at one point in the third quarter being like, oh, boys, Bruce, he's in trouble down here on the bench. And I don't know who's in the box. He's like, what's wrong with him? He's like, no, he's knackered.
Lots of cramp.
Oh, yeah,
lots
full body
of pickle
stuff.
Juice. An amazing win for Brisbane. The only thing I would worry about is, like, how are they going to back it up and go on the road next week? They play Adelaide in Adelaide. They've lost a lot of people. They're fucked. They're tired. They've all run way too hard.
Sean, one of two things happened.
The season may – they won, but the season may have still died last night.
It's only going to go one of two ways. They're either going to get annihilated by the Crows or – This was the win.
This could be the spark.
Galvanizes the team.
This happens.
Do Bruce. It for Link. Do it for Das.
Do it for Bruce.
Do it for Bruce.
I love Bruce.
The Bruce is loose.
Well, Sean, like, you're worried that, like, the problem with Brisbane this year seemed to be that
selection. They didn't drop anybody.
Yeah, they weren't dropping anyone, and it was very stale. Mm. This forces it to be like, no, anything
Sharp
fucking
good
goes.
Too. Sharp's great. He's a great runner. It forces it, but also it just, like, limits the depth. Because these are guys that would get a game if there were injuries, and now they will, so we'll see what happens. But I want to see Logan Morris and Bruce in every week.
Yep.
Harry Sharp, bring Jackson Pryor in. Let's go.
Is Dev fit?
Give it a rip. Dev's not fit. Let the kids have a crack.
Yep.
Let's just see, because the old fucks haven't got it done, have they?
Ashcroft will be in back soon too,
Ashcroft
in about a few weeks.
Midway through the year. We'll see what happens.
Here's some crazy stats. So we'll start with Bruce.
Yes.
He had 13 touches.
I love
Tom,
that.
Guess how many of those touches were handballs?
Oh, I reckon 13.
Wrong. Zero.
Whoa! That's a good stat. I think, there's a stat further up that I quite like. Dane Zorko, 39 touches.
40 touches.
40 touches. How many of those were kicks, Joel?
35.
He was one kick away from, I think, having the most kicks in a game this century.
Got charged up. He looked over across the field and saw Tuke Miller and went, fuck this guy.
That's the best game I've seen
him play. You're not putting your hands on my balls, motherfucker. Zorko was good. As Kados the Weapon says, got to get the Zork on the fork.
If he'd kick straight, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
0-3.
Speaking of Kados the Weapon, and just while we're in a little bit of fantasy areas here, he's just messaged our group chat. Just let us know that we should get him into our fantasy teams, because he just played a game where he had 36 touches, whoa, kicked a goal, and had 165 ranking points.
Fuck. I'll tell you why that happened, because I know for a fact that on the weekend his granddad went and watched him play.
Four.
I reckon he got charged up for his granddad.
We should watch him play.
That's powerful.
That is powerful.
Yeah, we
you
should.
Might kick 10.
He
fucking
in a losing game.
I mean, he plays for a VFL side that has an AFL team that ahead of them that's
Fine.
Maybe full of cunts.
Mm. Yeah.
So maybe play Kados.
Make him the coach.
Just draft him mid-season.
Get him in there, mid-season draft.
Yeah. All right, do we want to go previous game or back to where it all began?
It's up to you. Just so you know, listeners, peek behind the curtain. I've got a timer on this episode because we're going to the fun section. If you want to know what the fun section is, you should listen to the episode on the 2017 movie The Mummy that we did for Scaredy Boys. New episodes every Friday. That'll explain everything you need to know about the fun section. But
don't pull a face, Joel. He's spot on. That's the best explanation of the fun section.
But it's
the
original fun section. Revealing what we're doing. It's explaining the fun section.
Yeah, which is what... No, that'll explain what we're doing.
We're going to the movies to see The Fall Guy.
Yeah. And sit in the fun section.
So, yeah, we have to keep this tight so we can make the session.
Do we want to do
slash previous game?
Our two games and whatever else is available.
Yep. Who played first?
Technically, I think Geelong started first.
Essendon, Joel.
Yes.
Look, this was absolutely a danger game to the point where I think everyone kind of expected West. Essendon was still favourites, but West Coast.
No one would be surprised if our Eagles won.
No.
Yeah. I think Reid was back.
They've come a long way.
Mm.
In like
Eagles?
A month. I love it.
They've got the best full forward in the comp.
Yeah.
They've got my favorite player outside of an Essendon player in the comp, and that is Jake Waterman.
He's going to miss next week.
How come?
Delayed concussion.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. Yep.
That's not good. Yep. That's because I reckon he's going to win the Coleman at this rate.
Ooh.
He's in four games. He's now kicked, I think, 16 goals.
Yep.
Oh, that's juicy.
That's fucked. And yeah, like last year, they were worried he was never going to play AFL again because of that that illness he had. I can't remember what it was, though. West Coast, they're not like a scary team, but they're definitely not a team that they're alive big time.
And yeah, they're not the easy beats they were in rounds 1-3.
Especially at home.
Yes.
Home is now a trickier road trip than it probably looked at the start of the
year. I think that they will
You've got to go. You've got to give it a crack.
If they keep this up, West Coast will finish like 12th or 13th, which is like unbelievably enormous for them.
There are a lot of teams that might be higher on the ladder or even like just a little bit below them who are significantly worse looking than West Coast are.
Mm.
Like West Coast next week they've got Collingwood at the MCG. Oh no, they've got Collingwood at Marvel.
They're not putting West Coast at the G.
They should. Harley Reid. 100,000 people would turn out to see Harley Reid.
I would.
Yeah, they should. I think
Collingwood. But it's a Marvel. I'm not going.
Collingwood have to do a Marvel game every
now and
again.
Well, here's one. In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost, like, Yo's out injured now, too.
Mm.
He's out for a long stretch, it looks like, too.
Yeah. Right? It could be, like, eight or more weeks. In 2 weeks, so round 10, they're playing Melbourne at home, like, at Optus.
Yeah.
Like, I would be surprised, but I wouldn't be that surprised.
Harley Reid and Jake Waterman. Waterman will be back for that game too.
He will. He'll be rested.
And Melbourne is shit. I've seen it up close.
And then round 11, this isn't at home, but they're playing Adelaide. That's another team. Like, West Coast looking like a team now that...
could just pinch a few.
Yeah. Like, they'll jump some teams.
Hope they win the flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. That would be...
the most psycho thing that's ever happened. I'd love it.
No one would ever mention the 2016 grand final ever again. but yeah, outside of West Coast and all my praise for West Coast, Essendon are still looking unreliable but good.
But alive.
Yeah.
See, this is the difference, I think, between the edgeless Essendon of 2023 and the Essendon edge of 2024 is you were unreliable and you'd lose last year. Now you're unreliable, but you win.
Mm. Well, yeah.
Or you draw.
Yeah.
Which is a win.
Which there was a minute period where I was like, surely not twice in 2 weeks. Because the game, and for anyone who didn't watch this, Essendon beat West Coast by a goal, but West Coast were coming in the last quarter.
Jake Waterman had a chance to bring the margin back to under a goal, and Jamie Cripps' brain exploded.
Yeah.
Reversal free kick, lose by a single goal.
And
how about Adam Simpson? Didn't give him a Big Mac or whatever, a Whopper because they're sponsored by Hungry Jack's. No Whoppers for you.
Is that a thing that happens
Whoppers
over there?
Are only for closers, Sean.
If they win, do they get a Whopper?
I reckon, yes. I like to imagine Adam Simpson's like, boys, you won.
Tom
Bring him
imagine
in.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
Jake Waterman looks like he'd love a Whopper.
Oh, if I was a footballer.
I haven't had a Whopper in so long.
They're still good.
We getting a Whopper tonight?
Maybe. There's Hungry Jack's near the cinema we're going to. I will say, though, that our West Coast have the chance to really bolster their forward line because there's another Waterman that's still playing football.
Get him back.
Yeah.
Bring him back.
I think he's playing in the WAFL.
No.
You know what's powerful?
What?
A Waterman. You know what's even more powerful?
Waterman.
Waterman.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
They've, yeah. And both of them,
they're just
boys. Both of them are like 60 meter specialists as well.
They're just watermen, just innocent watermen.
Andy Barr's trying to get Waterman's nickname to be Kelly.
Why?
Kelly Slater, because he's a waterman.
Okay. But there's already a Kelly at West Coast.
Yep.
Tim.
It's a bad nickname idea.
There are other water. Call him Jesus. That guy walked on water.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah.
It's not a bad nickname for him.
Mm. Jesus.
Some of my friends used to call Alec Waterman Quads Waterman because he's got the biggest quads in the world.
Yeah.
Quads, like that. Warthog as well.
Warthog's good.
Yeah.
Call him Costner because he can breathe underwater. Waterworld, he's a waterman.
Yeah. That is big.
I'm going to call him that. I'm starting to call him Costner.
Parrish looked alive for the first time this season.
Went big in fantasy too.
And Merritt kicked 3 goals just out of fucking nowhere.
Parrish is a player that doesn't really scream edge to me.
Parrish is a player that screams, hey, if we traded him to Geelong last season, would I be sad? Hard to say.
Mm. Yep.
It's true.
It is funny that Essendon gave him a secret deal, though. We've spoken about this on the show.
Yeah, yeah, they just gave him
like,
a deal.
Publicly, they were like, yeah, it's a 5 because we're not backing down. And then, yeah, privately, it was 6.
Yeah.
I love it. And then immediately that leaked, Kane lost his mind.
Well, Kane's getting better about the long contracts.
He is.
I think the now, because Tassie are coming in,
yeah, he gets it.
Now that makes sense.
Like, long contracts, like, yeah, cool.
Unless you're Eric Hipwood.
Yeah. Or any of the Western Bulldogs players that are all on fucking 150-year
contracts. While Bevo refuses to play any of them.
Yep. But then Ugel Hagen only got offered a 2-year contract.
Yeah.
Which ends.
That's wild.
Yeah. And that ends the year that Tassie start.
Is that the offer or is that what he wants?
I don't know. That's what he signed, though.
That's the offer. That is crazy. Mm. Surely that's not the offer. That was him just being like, I'll do 2. And then
look,
we'll see.
There has already been one podcast this week that's been released that's speculating on what Western Bulldogs players want to do or will do if Bevo stays.
And we're going to do it too. They're all going to leave.
I have information that a brand new player at Western Bulldogs hates it there and will be requesting a trade as soon as possible unless things change.
A brand new player.
A player that...
A young player?
A very young player.
Oh, maybe a player. A high draft pick
a
player?
A high draft pick that isn't getting played.
Oh, well, well, well.
It just feels like he's being treated like shit by
man,
the
man, I can't believe they're doing that to Caleb Daniel.
Yeah. So, obviously... A lot of these contracts and stuff like that, and there's also another young player in the system currently that's being run into the ground by their club that is also potentially looking at how happy his brother is at another team. And
Different club?
Different club.
What? Which club?
So there's a club currently that's very much struggling, has another cunt coach.
Okay,
another high draft pick that is like, I'm pretty miserable playing for this team and getting run into the ground.
My brother plays at a team that might or might not have a sash.
Is it? Okay.
And my surname has a double letter in it that isn't what you think it would be.
Okay.
Yeah. That's juicy.
And also apparently there's lots of teams fighting over Yasmin as well.
Yeah.
The Dersma family, who knows what's going on. But
the Dersma dynasty.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's some...
The Dersman double. You could have the Dersman.
Yeah, I think that a lot of rookies this year...
I'm having fun. I'm in the fun section already.
Yeah, you rocked in early. That would be pretty wild, though. I mean, look, the thing with the rookies that I was just talking about, I didn't name one of them. Actually, I didn't name either, really.
No.
I didn't
name them either. I'm just guessing.
They're on 2-year contracts at the moment, so that... Things could definitely change before anything happens, really.
Well, if coaches got fired.
Even if just, like, the club settles in and comes up with a plan for... The first one, I think... Well, yeah, coaches getting fired for both would probably fix the situation. Mm. But the
one
second...
One of them maybe getting a backline would help, too.
Yeah, and I think that...
Winning a game.
Yeah, winning a game. Just, like, not being played...
Again, we're not saying who.
Yeah, he's playing in a position that if you're in a really bad team, you look really bad.
Mm.
Where, like...
Say you're playing for a team that is doing well. This position, you get recognized and praised, like Grime Myers is at Geelong.
Yeah. And if you're in a really bad team, but you're playing like half back or even in the middle, you can have like moments.
Yeah.
So people are like, that's good.
High half forward, hard to play in a bad team.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
I bet those two players are probably looking at Harley Reid and being like, he knows what happiness is, yet he's not winning. That's.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't talk about the best thing from this game. The double fend.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
That almost blew the roof. Like, if Optus Stadium had a roof, it would be gone.
When am I going to see a Harley Reid card, a footy card?
Next year?
No, he'd have one this year for sure.
Would he?
Yeah.
Would he not? Why would he not have one?
He was the number one draft pick. They knew where he was going.
Actually, yeah.
I haven't seen any of the young players, though.
Yeah, no, me neither, which has got me wondering.
Footy card gurus. Is there a Harley Reid footy card?
No, but isn't the whole thing with the... Because there's fucking photos of them playing on the front.
Yeah.
So they haven't... They hadn't...
No, played. No, it could be just like a postcard, though.
Also stats and shit.
Yeah. I think that they're brought in next year.
Okay.
That's going to be the hottest card in the world.
Yeah. I'll kill a man for one.
I'll kill you for one.
Yeah, I'm tempted to go to the Collingwood West Coast game just to get a glimpse.
I'm kind of keen for that too, I must say.
If it was the MCG, it'd be so much easier because you have someone who works there and get us free tickets.
I'll pay to see Harley.
We got West Coast stuff we could
buy. Sometimes you got to give up a bit of money for the future.
That's true.
Hey,
I don't have West Coast stuff to wear because I gave it to my father-in-law who is a West Coast supporter.
I've still got a West Coast scarf.
Yeah. Mm. Last time we saw West Coast play Collingwood, magic happened. We need a little
pot in the middle of the table here that we just chip money into, and it's the future fund.
For when we go
anytime the future comes to town.
Every time.
Man, we're coming up with some good nicknames on this podcast this week.
Did you come up with the future, or has someone else done that?
I said we should call him the future, like Shaq calls people.
How come no one's doing that?
Because they don't do that in the AFL.
That's fucking
Let's call him Harley or Reedy or... It's not. We don't have a Shaq equivalent.
We need the future to catch on big time.
Yep.
I think it spawned from someone saying, I think it might have been you, Sean, saying he's the future of AFL.
And I said that's what we should call him, the future.
Tom got charged up by Shaq.
Yeah.
Thought about Shaq and how much I love him.
Durham,
I love Shaq.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're just on this just to end it, I guess. Durham, very good. Nick Martin, very good.
Yep.
Our new player, like the players we got in the trade are still looking so good. Ben McKay must be having the best time of his life.
He's singing the song a lot.
Yeah, he's...
How close are we getting to him having more wins this year than he has in his entire life?
Must be pretty close. Yeah,
now.
So we've got five?
Yeah. How many did he have at North? 7 or 10?
It was either 7 or 8. I think it was 8. So, yes, there is
he's
a
four wins in a couple away weeks of breaking his career win record.
He'll get a tattoo.
Essendon have Giants this week, and they love to beat us up. Yep. But last time we played them, they killed us, and that cost us a spot in finals, so I wonder if Essendon remember that.
That'll be at Marvel, won't it?
No, it's... Yes, actually it is.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because I'm in Sydney when they're here.
That's very funny.
Because I got really excited. I was like, oh my God, Giants are playing Essendon when I'm in Sydney. Oh, they're where I live. Mm. Yeah, good stuff.
Up the Bombers.
Previous Haggard's footy game.
Geelong.
I went to this game with my Uncle Jared.
That's huge.
We had a lovely time. Not watching the football.
Listener of the show.
No, we had a great time. I went with him and his mate, George.
Shout out to George. What was George like?
George, give us a George report. George bought me a beer.
Good.
So George is all right.
The two Gs.
George, the double Gs.
Yeah.
We're double Gs up on level 4, having a good time amongst ourselves.
Trying to ignore what was happening on the field.
Spectacle on the field.
Did you buy George a beer?
No, because I got him the ticket. I paid for his ticket. So he said, I'll buy you a beer. And I went, okay. Yep. And then I only had one beer because I didn't want another one. And they went to get a second. And I said, I'm good.
Classic Uncle Gerald.
Uncle Gerald also taught me a skill, boys. This is a lesson. So he went to get a pie.
Yep.
And he said, now, George, I'm going to go get this pie. What do I always tell you? And George said, that when you get one pie, you get two. Jared came back with 4 pies.
That's great.
It was very funny. But yeah, so the spectacle on display, the first half, some of the worst football I've seen from both sides. Neither team
from any side
really wanted to win.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here being like, there are no good teams in the AFL here.
It was a disgusting game that got close late and then had the look of a good game.
Well, the third quarter had some juice. I think we kicked like 4 or 5 goals. They kicked 1 or 2. And then the last quarter, we kicked 1 or 2. They kicked 4 or 5. So the second half was better. Mm. And again, it got closer. It got exciting. Some shocking football, though.
Was the weather shit?
No, it was kind of... No.
What the fuck?
No. Just Jeremy Cameron couldn't kick goals. At one point, I thought Cozzy Pickett was going to kill us. Intercepted the ball on the wing and just took off, ran to 50. And I'm like, fuck, out on the full.
Yeah.
Bailey Fritch snapped the ball out on the full kicked the most fucked goal I have ever seen.
I've never seen Jeremy Cameron kick that badly.
It was so bad.
So that Bailey Fritch goal was psycho.
So this is the thing. So all of the
goals. Have you seen that one, Joel?
No.
Dribble. You should track that one.
He
down.
Dribbles it. Even the build up,
the
goals.
The build up to it is huge.
Just too. Taps it back onto himself.
Yeah, powerful stuff.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they deserve to win for that.
It was honestly a terrible game to watch. Well done to Melbourne.
Oh, wait. No, I did see this goal, but I didn't see the run into it. Yeah, that's wild.
It looks like it's going to go out the whole time. You're like, oh, he's not going to be able to keep it in. He does, and then it's like, oh, it's going to hit the post. It
does not.
How much did you win by?
How much did they win by? Melbourne won.
Oh, Geelong lost, of course. Yeah.
I got confused. I think about 8 points.
Justice. 8 points.
So
eight
they points. Okay, well they did win for Bailey. Well done. Good goal.
That was the go ahead
goal.
Yeah,
well, I forgot. I'm so used to Geelong being a shit team but also just winning.
Yeah.
So this week they're a shit team but they lost.
That we lost.
And you lost first spot on the ladder too.
But I'm gonna
Melbourne are better than you, I think.
I don't know about that based on what I saw.
Well, I mean,
Jeremy Cameron kicks straight, we win.
This is something that came up in a group chat. Tom, you walked out of the game flat, and you were like, yeah, there's no good teams. Yep. And we were like, yeah, both teams looked really shit.
Yep.
And then you went, Melbourne are the shittest team I've ever seen. And then you were like, that never happens again. Geelong aren't actually bad. They don't go at 17% when they go into the forward line ever again.
They put up.
But Melbourne beat you.
They put up at one
Melbourne
point.
Are better than you.
Based on this game, sure.
Yeah, based on that's all the evidence we have for this season. They are a better bad team than you.
It was very funny. They like put up on the 70%. They put up at halfway through the last quarter. They put up both sides' efficiency going forward.
Sure,
Melbourne were 30 and Geelong were 17. It's like that's not a game of football that anyone should be playing. It's a bad game.
It's because you're a bad team.
I'm going to focus on some positives because this is how good's footy.
Sydney
is still good. No, I'm going to focus on positive for Geelong. Max Holmes, fucking unreal, played beautifully, 31 touches, looked dangerous as fuck. Zach Guthrie, playing like a king. Tyson Stengel, he's back, boys.
Did you bring Cam Guthrie into your team?
I did.
Yeah, I looked at his scores and I went, you're a fuckwit. Tom, yeah, I tried to warn you. I told you.
Yeah, Sean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to have a punt.
Well, you have too many punts.
That's true. But no, look, this was an ordinary game to watch. Melbourne won, Geelong lost. It was one of those games, Sean, where... Did we learn anything about Geelong? Not really. Did we learn anything about Melbourne? Not really. Both bad. Melbourne slightly less bad.
I think you learn a lot from these games.
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
I don't think
I think kick straight. I think learn how to break down their back line. Another thing. There's lots of things to be learned.
Yeah, Tom, unfortunately, this did give the blueprint to beat Geelong.
Yeah. And how to beat Melbourne.
Yes. The amount of times,
don't
though,
take what I just said yeah, see, fuck Melbourne.
No, correct.
Fuck Geelong.
The amount of times we would run towards 50 and Lever would be here, they'd be close, or like Ollie Henry either side of Lever.
Yep.
And we'd nail Lever with these beautiful lace-out kicks.
Are you 7-1?
We're 7-1, yeah.
Yeah, one of the worst 7-1 teams I've ever seen at the moment. Yep. It's a bad year full of bad teams.
With one exception, Sydney Swans.
They're only just good. They lost to Richmond.
You know what, boys? Every team's bad, so you know what that means. Every team's good.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
No, that's not what that fucking
means. Yeah, it does. How good's footy? I'm trying to find some positivity in the show.
No. It is positive. Every team being bad isn't necessarily a negative. It means that every game's chaos.
And it means everyone can win.
Everyone can win. You know what? I'm back. Yeah,
there's always possibility.
Yep. But yeah,
even if you barrack for the Bulldogs.
Let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
Even if you barrack for North... No.
Tom, the takeaway here is not that... Because I can see what's happening in your head, and I could read it in the messages. In your head, you're beating Melbourne by 40 points next time you play them.
Yeah.
No, I think it'll be close, but I think we win.
He's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, but it was just really funny watching you be like, oh man, Geelong played really bad, but we never play that bad ever again. We are the best team in the AFL.
Yeah, Tom can never actually have footy depression for longer than about 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
Whereas you and I, Joel, we live with it.
Yeah, can I just say, though?
Part of the fabric of our life.
Who would you rather be?
What do you mean? Who?
Someone who lives with footy depression for longer than 3 minutes?
That's a real normal person. That's someone I'll have a beer with.
That's someone you see just on the street every day, Tom.
Yeah. What do you mean?
That's real life.
Tom, when you walk down the street and you see like a lot of people looking a little glum.
They look like cartoon characters to him.
Yeah, because they're carrying the weight of a bad footy team on their shoulders.
No, you can't do that.
No. A lot of people do, Tom.
I had a little bit. I vented all of my sadness to you boys in the chat. By the time I got home, I was fine.
Tom, by the time you'd sent one message, you were fine.
I went on a magnificent little foraging expedition in the pine plantations.
Tom, not everyone has experienced the team success that you have as an adult man.
I understand that completely.
Yeah. There's a difference.
You know.
Onwards
and upwards.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to tell you about... So, Jared's got some nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, he calls Max Holmes no relation to another Holmes. I don't know who. So he calls him no relation because they're not related. He calls Myers.
Is that like a Sherlock thing or something?
No. The guy's name, I can't remember, but it wasn't Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, so and he knows a Holmes.
Yep. And he said Max Holmes is no relation to that Holmes, so I call him no relation. Grian gets called Davey.
Why?
Because Jared hates the store chain Meyer. He only ever shops at David Jones, so he will never call Myers. He will always call him David Jones, and then David Jones gets shortened to Davey.
So he's got nicknames that really only make sense in his brain.
Yes. He calls the combination of Close, Stengel, and Myers the accountants because they sound like an accountancy firm. And so he will just say, kick it to the accountants.
Okay.
He's got some juice. He's cooking on a level that I'm not entirely sure how it operates.
As a listener of the show, obviously I respect his opinions.
Dump it.
But I don't know if he's cooking or cooked, Tom.
Oh, he's a bit of both. It was a game that I saw.
And if that didn't get edited out, you have a editor with restraint.
Yeah. Whew.
Hey. The other games. Do you want to do a quiz?
He's really backed into a corner with his quiz.
I brought it back.
I just don't know if we have time for this fucking
quiz. How long's on your timer?
Enough time for a quiz.
No, that wasn't the answer.
15 minutes, baby.
Fucking hell. I don't think it's time.
Question one.
What are our buzzers? Our names?
Yep. In the 2021 grand final, how many goals did Bailey Fritsch kick?
Sean.
Yes.
5.
Incorrect.
Fuck. Joel.
Yes.
Was it 6?
It is 6.
Whoa.
Question number 2. Travis Varko ended up at the Pies during a 3-way player trade. Who were the other 2 players involved?
Oh, Geelong heavy question.
Yeah, don't know, don't care.
No, don't care. Mitch Clark, Lumumba.
Cool.
How big is Charlie Big Dick Dixon, not including his big dick?
Joel.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm going to give it to Sean. I heard it first.
201 centimetres.
I'm going to pass it back to Joel because you're wrong.
Mm. Oh, fuck. That was my guess too.
Mm.
I'm going to go...
It's lower.
Oh.
A hint. I'm going to go 197 centimetres.
I'm going to pass it back to Sean. It's higher.
It's 199 centimetres.
I'm going to pass it back to Joel.
198!
It's higher.
What?
It's higher than 199.
Okay. What?
200 centimetres.
Correct.
All right.
Oh,
200.
Wow.
He's 200 centimetre big dick.
Okay.
There are only 2 AFLM teams that have had back-to-back draws. Who are they?
Joel.
Yes.
Giants.
Yes.
And...
Wow.
Oh, fuck. Who was the other team? I'm going to go with Richmond?
No. They were almost in one on the weekend.
West Coast.
Incorrect.
Who else
lost by a goal?
No, I can't remember.
Oh,
kicked by Nick Dacos.
No, I know the...
yeah.
Wait.
It's Carlton. Anyway.
Okay. Well, hey, you keeping scores?
Yep. You're... winning.
What's he on?
He's on. I think he's on 3 out of 4.
I have not got 3 out of 4 right.
You got six, you got 200 centimeters, and you got GWS. I'm giving you that.
I got 200 centimeters. You fucking idiot.
Oh, all right.
Fucking shut the quiz down. What a waste.
One more question. Two more questions.
Yeah, go on.
Of the bottom 10 teams, who has the best percentage right now?
Oh, fuck. It'll be Sean.
Yes.
Bulldogs.
Correct. Sean's now in front. Question number six, and you're not going to get this, I'm afraid.
Question number six. This is a 5-question quiz. Fuck?
I've got one more.
Fuck it.
Why would you have a quiz,
Sean,
with well, there's two of
this,
us?
This is
why
it's
have you
tied.
Made a question that he will not get?
Why have you made
I
a,
love you.
Go
why
on.
Have you made a 6-question quiz when there's two people?
Just let him cook.
Why wouldn't Pat Bev talk to a reporter in the NBA this week?
Sean.
Yes.
Because you didn't subscribe to his podcast.
Sean is correct for the win. Well done, Sean. That's been Tom's quiz. I'm doing it next week.
You're doing it next week?
Yeah.
All right.
Regular segment, cunts.
Next game.
So the showdown in Adelaide Thursday night, really bad.
Yeah.
Flat if you're Port Adelaide. A lot of injuries. The Connor Rozee thing was fucking crazy.
Ken said he made a mistake.
Essien said Rozee would have had the final say on whether or not he plays, and he will never be given that decision again.
No, but the he's medical the captain team in a showdown. Of course, he's going to say, "Yeah, I'll play."
Yeah, I'm fit. You shouldn't give it. You shouldn't
don't
put
give
on the players.
The player, yeah, no.
The medical what, team are idiots.
What's the doctor there for?
Well, idiot. Phil Davies was given the choice in the. Wasn't given the choice in the grand final.
Phil Davis.
Yeah.
Wasn't given the choice, mm-mm. And so didn't.
He
play.
Passed. He passed the I test. Passed. He passed all of the tests, and the coach was like. No, you're not. I don't want to play with, I don't want to play because you're coming off an injury. You're too fresh. And Ken.
He passed the test.
He passed. So who was it? Leon Cameron would have been the coach at the time, I think.
Yeah. Well,
they were like, do this. And then Phil Davies was like, yeah, okay, I did that. That's easy. I'm playing. And didn't even go into the room to have the meeting. And they're like, no, you have to come in. And then they spoke to him and they weren't happy. And they were just like, sorry. It's a big game.
Surprised he stayed at the club after that. That's fucked.
Yeah, I mean, he was still injured, though, I think is the thing. It's the same with what happened with
Well, if he passed the fitness test. Anyway,
that was dumb. Ken, what the fuck? Next game.
Oh, yeah, the Carlton-Collingwood game. That was fucked.
Psycho shit. However, I will say this. Carlton shit the bed big time. They should have murdered the Pies. No Mitchell, no Dugowie. Carlton are a better team on paper.
Dugowie's not a good player this year.
No, but in terms of their, structure, they should
have. No, but he's not important to their structure either. He's an irrelevant player.
Who is, sorry?
Dugowie.
Interesting.
And Mitchell. Very important to their clearances.
I wouldn't call him an irrelevant player. He's the X Factor player.
No, he's not the X Factor.
No, he is.
Look at their wins this year. He's done fucking nothing.
Cool. I don't care. Carlton should have won.
He's their
still
stringer.
Important and a huge cunt.
He's a huge cunt.
Big cunt. I have a conspiracy theory.
Go on.
He took a week off because it was respecting women round and he doesn't know how to do that.
This is true. He probably didn't want to have anything to do with
Correct,
it.
Correct, because he's a cunt.
Piece of shit.
We also say a lot of cunts out there who need to shut the fuck up and I'll show them how.
Ow.
You close your mouth and you fucking walk into the ocean.
Carlton aren't mentally strong enough to do anything.
Yeah, this...
They got Nick Dacos.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't have. They
Happens
shouldn't have
the
been in that position.
Us.
But hey, sometimes...
It really does.
Sometimes Nick Dacos just goes, I'm really good.
Yeah, that thing you said
Get
before
fucked.
About how they're better than Collingwood on paper. Most good teams are.
Yes.
And then Collingwood still find a way.
Yep. Yeah, that's Nick, the problem. Even when they won
they
the
find
flag,
a Dacos.
Yeah.
I hate to bring this
respect,
up again.
Yeah, I respect that. Thank you. Yep. I know where this is going. And fair enough. Yep.
Yep.
Like, on paper, much better team.
I quit.
next game.
Battle of the Bridge.
It's not called that anymore, but who cares?
It never was.
No.
They never liked that name.
No.
They hate it, even though it's better than... What do they call it? What do they call it?
A game.
What do they call it, Tom?
I don't know. I don't think it has a nickname, does it?
No, it surely does.
Showdown, the Rumble, the Crusade.
Cooper Hamilton on the GWS... official social media did a very silly video that aged very poorly.
I hate that guy.
Fair enough. But he called a Battle of the Bridge in that video.
It was also very funny that Sydney then got back at the GWS Giants by posting the final score as being Sydney defeated the Canberra Giants.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, because in that they
very kept cheap. Calling him South Melbourne.
Yeah.
So Tom Green, come on, man.
Toby Green, lift.
Nah, Tom Green. I lost some fantasy games directly because of that.
Yeah.
Because of your injury, whatever it was.
I hope you're okay, bud.
Yeah. No, I hope he's okay. Sydney, good team.
Good
Brody
team.
Grundy.
Good player.
Keeps being like, oh, low score. Maybe I'm done for the season. You should trade me out of your fantasy team. Just kidding, 130.
Do you know who's been just quietly clicking along through the last few weeks? Just the young man by the name of Errol Goulden. So it was pissing down. Did you see that passage of play where he picked the ball up one-handed? It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
He's cooking.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Good player.
Get him in your team.
Good player.
He'll be the cheapest he is for a long time.
That's not true. He was cheaper earlier, but that's okay.
Right now, this is the cheapest he will be going forward.
Anyway, what was the next game?
Can I make a bold call? Let's skip this next game.
What is the game?
Because I respect women.
I don't want to talk about this game.
Fair enough.
Shit game, shit coaches.
Oh, okay. Well, after Tom's run in his mouth, there's something that I forgot to bring up. Tom Hawkins probably shouldn't play
ever again.
Yeah.
4 weeks straight, baby.
I've been saying for 4 years he should retire.
Yeah, but
am I wrong?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are wrong. He will play this week and then he will have a week off. He won't go to Darwin.
Coward.
Probably.
Get yourself informed, mate.
He takes a good defender every week.
Yeah, what a, you know.
Who was playing on him this week?
Stephen May.
Was it May on?
No.
They swap around a bit.
They swap around, but May's often on the deepest, and it's usually Hawkins.
They swap heaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's full of shit over there.
Yeah.
Don't listen to him.
Because, yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure, because there was like a really mismatch pairing that I saw May playing on.
6 minutes and 50 seconds, cunt.
Melbourne swap around so much that when Brisbane beat them, Stephen May, like Brisbane kicked the first 4 goals of the game to like 3 different players, and Stephen May was responsible for all of them. It was great.
Richmond are not a good football team.
No, they're very injured though. Like
very injured, very shit. They had a great, great run, and now you're just going to have to sit there and cop it for 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sold the farm to get Taranto.
That's the footy cycle, unless you barrack for fucking Geelong and you're just happy forever.
Or Sydney, I guess.
Or Sydney.
Although Sydney, if you're older than us, you only know, like you earned that, or this 10 or 15
years.
As
did Geelong.
Yeah.
That's true, actually.
We kept getting smashed.
Tom didn't earn it, but his father did.
But they did have Gary Ablett.
And what did it get them?
No premierships.
Mm. Losing finals to Essendon, even though Gary Ablett kicks 15 goals.
Yeah.
Losing grand finals when Gary Ablett kicks 10 and gets a Norm Smith.
It's tough.
Yeah,
it's tough
that is out tough. There. That is tough. Western Bulldogs and Hawthorn.
Bevo, see you, cunt. 3-5. You are nearly dead, my friend.
Oh, can we talk about the funniest part of this game?
Just James. Kidding. You're not my friend.
James Sicily's brain exploding when Nick Watson missed that shot directly. Have you seen this footage?
Yeah, but that wasn't the handball. I listened to this game on the radio, and apparently the handball to Watson was a disgrace. Or the kick. Did he kick it to him or handball it to him?
I don't know.
And then Watson shanked it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Sicily was shithouse, but also then I think he was so jabbed up from like multiple injuries during the game. I think he only played forward because he couldn't compete in the back line.
Yeah.
Because his shoulder was fucked, and then his ankle was fucked, and he was just fucked.
He's more fucked than Bevo.
He's an absolute psycho.
He is.
Yeah. Yeah, Bevo. What are you doing, mate? Where are you going?
Stinky.
They have.
Who have they got this week?
So they've got Richmond, yeah.
They'll win this week.
But then I think after that, they played the prelim finalists from last year in the next 4 weeks.
So they got the Giants after that.
And then Carlton.
So Giants, Carlton, Collingwood, Brisbane?
No, they've got.
That would be a brutal 4 week block.
They've got Richmond, then they've got Giants, then they've got Sydney.
Yeah.
Then they've got Collingwood.
Yep. Brisbane.
Then, yeah, Brisbane.
Yep. Good luck.
The
Brisbane game's at Marvel.
Yeah.
I would love it if we could kill Bevo.
So what is it? Is it they're 3-5 right now?
Yeah.
They could be 4-9.
Then he would be gone.
With that list too, that's actually a good list. And stop trying to trick everyone to think you're rebuilding, Bevo. You're not. You have a list. Marcus Bontempelli isn't even fucking 30 yet.
Do they have someone there? Like, do they have like a succession plan for Bevo?
No,
they re-signed him for like 2 more years, I think, last year.
So, who's floating around at the moment?
Yeah, but I don't know. You say this, but like Kingsley was floating around. Like, there's always assistant coaches.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just trying to think of like
people go to like, oh, who are the guys who've done it before? That's still Brett Ratton and who else is out? Fuck those guys. Bucks, yeah.
No, but I mean like. Because I feel like we just got like a whole bunch of new coaches.
Yeah, but there'd be coaches like
I'd go new for sure.
Yeah,
look at what Kingsley's done with the Giants.
Yeah, But even you've got
he was so angry on the weekend.
Oh.
It was like a throwback to the first couple of weeks where everyone was like, "Coaching's not for him.
They played He's really bad." Die. That's
so funny. How everyone was like worried for his life. <last year. laughs>
Like that's the angriest we've ever seen him in.
Yeah,
that's coaching.
I just on Richmond being bad and the Bulldogs being bad. Freo good. Look good at the J. Caleb Sarong, Hayden Young, cooking.
Tip your hat to the Hawks too, because that was good stuff.
Yeah, that's a good win.
And I listened to this one, and SEN were riding the Hawks big time.
Yeah.
They all wanted the Hawks to win.
Yep.
And I love that.
I think it's vindication for Sam Mitchell's psycho comments he made last week when he was like, yeah, if the scoreboard wasn't there, you'd be like, those boys are trying.
It's good. The Hawks needed that though. They need a little, because you know.
You've got to get nourishment.
Yes, you need nourishment, and wins against North Melbourne don't really count.
No.
No disrespect, Andy. But that's just where it is at the moment.
Hawks have St. Kilda and Tassie next week.
They could win that.
Yeah, they could.
St. Kilda are not a team I would trust at all.
No.
At the moment.
There are no... Sean, do you want to talk... There are no teams you can trust.
You can't trust anybody.
No.
You fucking can't.
Why is that, Sean?
I have a theory that since 666 came in...
Yep.
There are untrustworthy teams. And no, like, it took a little while for that to take effect, but now that it has, there are almost never any good teams. And it's because you can't hold down... You can't stop momentum.
Yes.
You just can't. You can be a good team or the appearance of a good team and still just out of nowhere concede 5 goals in a row and look like the shittest team in the world. It's happening. It happens all the time.
Sean, we are watching what...
Sydney, who are they playing next week? They probably won't be a good team next week.
Sydney are playing Freo at Optus Stadium.
What if Freo win? There are no good teams.
There are no good teams.
But then if Freo win, all of a sudden you're like...
Sydney lost to Richmond.
I won't trust Freo.
Hang on. Sydney lost
to Richmond. They're already not good. There aren't any good teams.
No.
There are none.
Which means anyone can win. The 66 rule, Sean, is the
you
NBA...
You just got to make finals.
It's the NBA equivalent...
Bit harsh.
...of you've just...
Huh?
That's a bit harsh. Come on.
Just saying.
But the 666 is the NBA equivalent of you've done 23 seconds of the best defense of your life on Nikola Jokic, and then he hits a three from nowhere.
Yeah, Luka's the guy for me.
Yeah.
He just finds a way.
Yep.
Just finds a way.
Anyway,
footy.
It's cursed.
Yeah, it's and the buys are coming up again soon.
Buys are the worst thing in footy.
Footy is wild. Fun section's fun.
Yeah.
And friendship is forever, boys.
How long's left of that timer, Tom? Is it time to say goodbye?
It is 52 seconds. It is time to say goodbye.
Play the song.
Play the song. Well, if you want to send us an email, hit us up at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at howgoodsfootypod. Or you can find us individually. I'm at douche13, D-U-S-C-H-1-3.
I'm a carny from 55.
Do you know what I discovered this weekend? My Instagram handle is not what I've been saying on this podcast.
That's incredible.
It is orchidtrade27.
Because you've been saying that for about 5 years on Scaredy
just
Boys.
Just orchidtrade. It's actually orchidtrade27.
Yeah.
But I assume if you type in orchidtrade, you see a photo of me, so you can just hit it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking hell, Tom.
Yeah. I'm a genius.
You're the smartest man in the world.
It's true.
Never change.
I know. I can't.
Well, goodbye, listeners. And until next week, how good's footy?
Happy birthday, Jacob, for when this episode comes out.
Whoa! Happy birthday, Snake Man!
That's the timer!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.